Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And joining me in studio right now are a couple folks from the Chassel Lions Club. And when that happens, you know that the Copper Country Strawberry Festival is right around the corner, taking place on July 8th and 9th. It is one of the premier traditional events here in the Copper Country. Always looking forward to it. Always looking forward to my piece or two or three of strawberry shortcake. So here to talk about that with me is John McCrane and Judy Everett from the Chassel Lions Club. Thank you for coming on the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us, Rick.
Absolutely my pleasure. Judy?
Good to be here, Rick. Thank you.
All right, it's coming up. The first question that always comes to mind is, how are the strawberries looking this year?
They are looking very good. I've talked to several of the berry growers, and one of them described it. I've never heard it described this way, but he said the plants are up to my knees. So that's pretty high, unless he's got short knees. But all of the ones I talked to, they said it looks like it's going to be above average crop. You know, weather permitting, we've got 3 weeks to go, but everything's looking good. The berry fields are full of blossoms. And
I've been wondering about it just because we've had such a wet spring. You know, basically, yeah. I think it's been raining since about March 15th. And, you know, so I've been wondering, you know, as far as just not only the strawberries, but all the local produce growers on how that's affected their crop. I imagine it's had to have helped.
Yeah. As far as the growing that goes, but they've, you know, they always worry about mold and if it gets too wet. But they said it's looking good this year.
Good. How early do they have to harvest the strawberries to have them, you know, all ready for the festival?
Well, the way they told me, they one grower expects to start having berries in about 10 days, and he said he thinks it's going to peak right at the time we're having our festival. So that was very encouraging.
It's been amazing because every single year, the strawberries seem to be coming out exactly the time the festival is scheduled. Yeah. And you always think, okay, the festival follows the 4th of July. So what if the berries are ready too early? It's never happened that way. We have never, ever had to use other than Chassel or the Keweenaw strawberries.
Yeah, in the 5 years that I've been up here, every year has been great. There was the 1 year that it was, you had to have, you know, I think they came almost, they were ripe too early, really is what it was, you know. But then it was only by a few days anyways, and you still had plenty of strawberries for the festival. But then you've had them almost in abundance every other year. Last year, they were phenomenal. I couldn't believe how huge they were, how red they are all the way through. You can't get enough of them. Definitely a treat to have here.
It's exciting to see those beautiful red berries, and when you cut them in half, they're red all the way through. They're tremendous.
Yeah. All right, so what do you have that happens around the festival that makes it happen? What are the events?
Well, first of all, we start off at 9 o'clock on Friday morning with making strawberry shortcake. So that's available all day Friday until after the Queen pageant, and then again starting on Saturday morning. We usually run out of berries at 4 o'clock just when we're winding down. So it's perfect timing. And then we have the exhibits of arts and crafts in the park, and we normally are sold out of booths for that. We have the annual quilt show at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, and that is on both Friday and Saturday. And then at 4 o'clock, we have the very popular fish boil at the pavilion, and we usually sell out of fish. This year, we will have whitefish instead of lake trout because we can't get lake trout like we used to be able to get, but we are going to have whitefish, and that will be fresh. The Chassel Heritage Center is open from noon on Friday until 6 o'clock, and then again on Saturday. And then we have the, on Saturday morning, right at the Chassel Heritage Center, we have, I think it's our third annual Lions Fun Run. It's a 5K, 2K fun run, and that'll be, registration will be at the Chassel Heritage Center, and it will be on the Chassel Ski Trails is where the run is. And that was so well attended the last 2 years. And a former past president, Pam Hiltonen, is in charge of the fun run.
Okay. Yeah. Also, with that, with that fun run, the finishers are encouraged to walk in the parade. You know, they'll fun run is early in the morning, starts at 8 a.m., and then they're encouraged to be part of the parade after.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Definitely sounds fun. sounds neat. How long have you been doing that? That's a
this is our third year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's a new addition, and it's something that Pam really wanted to do to get the whole community involved and the area involved, not only individuals running, but kids. And it was so well attended. She did it last year, and it was another great event. So it's something that she definitely is going to be in charge of again this year. She's already gotten great sponsorship. Everyone will get a nice T-shirt. So it's just been a well-attended event. So it's nice to have something new added to the festival.
Oh, definitely.
And and all the funds go for a good cause, you know, for the youth. So it's a Call the Sky Run, simply kindness for youth. So it's.
Oh, yeah. We had a pie social or a pie fundraiser for Sky, you know, just last month or something like that. That was hugely successful out here. So it's good to see those guys, you know, the kind of work that they're doing is kind of right up your guys' alley.
I think it's for
the Lions
hand
Club.
In hand with the fundraiser.
It's wonderful for the kids. Oh, how nice. Okay, then going back to Friday, at 5 o'clock we'll judge the flats of berries that get entered. Normally a strawberry grower will enter a flat of berries. And then we have a sweepstakes winner. Last year it was Kathy and Henry Ottenen. The year prior to that it was Dan and Mary Crane. And we have a fairly new strawberry grower in Chassel, Dennis Solden, and he registered a flat of strawberries. So that's always nice to see. And we have no idea who the flat is when we judge them. But we judge them on firmness, on taste. You know, we cut them open to see how red they are inside. So, you know, it's a process that, you know, they're judged on a certain criteria. And then from there, we go right to the Children's Parade. And the Children's Parade is in the Park Pavilion, and that's at 6 o'clock on Friday. And that, too, is well attended. And it is so nice to see all the kids dressed up, all their bikes, you know, their wagons. And we have some of the members of the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. They are the judges for the Children's Parade, and they have been for a number of years, and they love doing it, and we love having them. And then from there, we roll right into the Strawberry Festival Queen Pageant. This year, we have 15 queen candidates from all around the area, from far south as Bear Gallants, far north as Calumet, but 15 wonderful queen candidates. So that's really exciting to see all the young ladies, and that's about what we can fit on stage, so that's a perfect amount.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you know, I have the privilege of attending a lot of these pageants slash talent shows from all, many different events. The best one, and I don't know how many different categories I can put it, from the quality of the contestants to the presentation to just, I don't know, the thrill of being able to ride in the parade the following day, the Copper Country Strawberry Festival Queen Pageant is the best one. It is. You know, I hope it doesn't never changes. You know, I hope it remains what it is. And I've had the pleasure of, you know, talking to a lot of these young ladies both before and then after the awards are given. And it is an enjoyable conversation. There's the amount of joy that they have, the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of pride for having, you know, come and won that pageant. That's special. There's just still that, you know, that twinkling in the eye type of thing when you talk to these young ladies. This is something that's important to them.
And you know what's really neat is ever since the Strawberry Festival started back 68 years ago, we've had a queen pageant. And I can still remember being a little kid being there, you know, and oh, the thrill of seeing that young lady win the crown. And now, oh, I would say for probably the past 10 years, the Lions has added to that by giving our Strawberry Festival Queen a $500 scholarship.
Oh, good.
So not only do they get, you get the crown but and the sash and ride in the parade and your bouquet of flowers, but you also get a nice Strawberry Festival in, you know.
Yeah, and there's always so much enthusiasm. Even win or lose, the girls are all, they all seem so bubbly, you know, and stuff like that. Even in the parade, you know, and stuff, they're all.
And I've seen the girls interacting with each other, you know, the day before, and then, you know, the hours leading up to it, and they're very supportive of each other,
right?
You know, this isn't a cat scratch type thing. They're for each other. They're happy for each other. You know, even if they don't win, they're very happy for those that have won. So of any kind of what, you know, you would consider maybe a negative connotation that people apply to a pageant, I'd never see with this particular one. Yeah. It seems to be all about the positive and all about what these girls can offer, you know, they go up there, they answer a couple of questions, they demonstrate their poise and their elegance and their maturity, and you know, I think that those are the things that they get judged on. Mm-hmm. And you know, from as we were talking about past winners in the local area here before we came on, there's something to it then. If people that we know from the community who are doing very, very well as adults right now are former queen winners, because mm-hmm. you know, it, you know, it, there's got to be a correlation there.
Absolutely.
Rick, do you think it has something that, is there something in the berries?
But you know, you talked about the quality of the individuals as queen candidates, and if anyone wants to see those queen candidates having a lot of fun, come to our strawberry wide cleaning bee, which is on Thursday right before the pageants. So that would be Thursday, July 7th. All the queen candidates are sitting around the table cleaning berries with the community and having fun doing it.
Yeah, aprons on and stuff. It's a fun.
It's just really neat to see. So they do have fun. And even if they just have fun riding in the parade, you know, how many get a chance to ride in a beautiful convertible in a gown in the parade? They love that.
Definitely a lot of fun. You know, when you're waiting for the announcement for who won the pageant, you have that auction going on.
Yeah.
And that is an amazing sight to see. A tray of chocolate-covered strawberry treats going for a couple of $100s, you know, and it's not, you know, it's, you know, no trouble getting bids. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people there competing to try to win these prizes and, of course, help out Chaska Lions Club at the same time, which helps the community. But, yeah, that's an energetic, exciting time to see all that going on.
Our auction has been just tremendous. And I can remember when Marta Lohman ran for Strawberry Queen from Houghton. And she said to me, Judy, can I get some strawberries? I like to dip them in chocolate and donate them to the auction. Well, she was the first one who started that. Well, they went for over $100. So then I thought the following year, well, this is such a great event, because we try to encourage our Lions Club membership to donate something to the auction, because all the money goes back into the community, and just strawberry related. So I would bake some, you know, treats, and you know, all of us do things like that. So the last couple of years, I've been buying strawberries from Dan Crane, and Dan and Mary Crane pick me the biggest, most beautiful berries they can find. And on Friday, I go home and I dip them in chocolate and I bring them to the auction. And it's amazing. Every tray goes for over $100. Mm-hmm. And it's cute, because now the Lions Club members that do the auction, they'll raffle off one of the trays early and then hold the last one until the end, and this is your last item of the night, and it's just amazing to see how much money it goes for.
Yeah, that is so much fun.
Yeah, the participation from the audience is just tremendous.
And the other item that you were talking about on Friday night is the kids' parade in the different kind of costumes, the amount of children that are that participate in the parade. Some people get so creative when it comes to dressing up these little boys and girls in, you know, strawberry themed costumes and what have you. Some of them with, you know, with the little bicycles, almost like a little float, you know,
yes.
in a parade. Mm-hmm. And they go around a couple of different times around the big thing. So they even have judging with that.
Oh, yes.
Then too. So
oh,
there's
yes.
prizes involved.
And then we make sure that all the pictures are in our Strawberry Festival book. So we have a lot of the kids' parade in the Strawberry Festival book. And it's so nice, because so many people will say, "Oh, look at I'm in the book."
Now, do you how do you register to be in the parade?
Well, you register right that night.
Okay.
So all of the kids that want to be in the children's parade, they'll come and register that evening right before the parade starts. And then again on Saturday morning when we have our parade in downtown Chaska, you register right before the parade, and there is no registration fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, okay.
But you do win based on different categories.
I learned something, I think it was last year, that I have to say I did not know before, and that was that the on the strawberry shortcake, that the actual shortcake part is fresh baked.
Yes.
You know, I had always thought that, you know, for the as many of them as you would need, that these came from, you know, Costco or something, you know, that they came from somewhere where you got them from bulk. These are fresh baked.
They are
at
fresh.
Michigan Tech, yes. Yeah. Michigan Tech, Wadsworth.
Yep. Freshly baked. Fresh strawberries, not frozen.
Who's doing that?
Michigan Tech bakes the cakes for us, and we purchase them from Michigan Tech. The Chassel Lions Club, we clean all the berries along with the community. So fresh strawberries topped with a nice dollop of Cool Whip.
Yeah. The only thing purchased, I guess, would be the Cool Whip, right? Yeah, wow. That we add on top. Yeah. Berries are fresh. The cakes are fresh.
Yeah. It's good because you start so early on Friday that you can get these. You can get them for breakfast.
Yes, you know.
And my doctor says I should eat fruit for breakfast. So, you know, that's one good way to do it.
But you said about how many shortcakes you have, and there are people that'll eat 5 and 6 shortcakes in that 2-day time.
Oh, I never got it that mom. But no, I've eaten 3. Yeah, that's and not sorry that I did either because they are so good. And I usually have to, you know, I'm spending a lot of time there, so it's not like eating 3 in a row. Though I probably could eat 3 in a row. And you got a good system too. I'll say, as far as I've never had to stand in a super long line to get my shortcake. I know sometimes, you know, as you get to the peak time, the line will be out the door, but it still moves pretty quickly. But just the way that you have the money exchange and then grab your shortcake and go seems to go pretty quick. So that even if it is kind of busy, you're not waiting forever just to get that, you know, that shortcake.
Well, as John knows, he set up all the signs because now we have several lines. We used to just have one line going back through the pavilion. But now, right after the parade on Saturday, that is when it's feast or famine for the strawberry shortcake. So we've set up several lines now. So you can come through the pavilion in 2 lines, but also outside of the pavilion, we have runners bringing trays of strawberry shortcake so that the people can move through the line faster.
Okay. It's 2 pay stations also, you know, so you don't have to go through the same line to wait to pay.
So we learn.
Yeah.
Years of experience, you learn.
Well, it's such a huge crowd that comes, you know, to this thing. I mean, it's got to be one of the better attended events that we have here in the Copper Country. And I know because I've talked to people there, you have a lot of people who come from other states to come to, you know, the home county area so that they can be here for the Copper Country Strawberry Festival.
We have a lot of alumni from the area that come back for that event. The nice part of it, being scheduled right after the 4th of July, they can take in both events if they come here for, say, a week's vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking to a lady last year who was there with her granddaughter, and she said that she grew up in the Chassel area, had come as a little girl, and then when she got older and got married, she moved away, and she would bring her daughter to the festival. Well, now her daughter is married and has her kids, and she was now bringing her grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, back to the area. And so she hasn't lived in the area for, you know, 30-some years, but yet here she was still coming back, making sure she not only brought her children, but now her grandchildren to come back to this area just so that they can come and experience the Strawberry Festival.
Yep. We have a lot of people that do that. There's a lot of Chassel people that we only see at the Strawberry Festival. They live away from here, but make sure they come back.
Yeah, and your parade is phenomenal.
We have a tremendous parade, yes.
Yeah. And huge crowd.
Huge crowd
comes to see it, and as you know, I love all of our parades that we're here. There's something about Strawberry Festival one because of the theme that you can have decorating your floats in a strawberry theme. That sort of separates it from, you know, some of the other parades that we have because, you know, everybody's going to have the you know, a lot of the local organizations and the fire trucks and stuff, and they're all great parades. But then when you have the strawberry floats on top of that and then adding in the queens and stuff, it becomes easily, I think, the most entertaining parade, with maybe the exception of the Parade of Nations, because I love the Parade of Nations, and there's so much variety there. But yeah, I mean, but those are two, you know, you're talking about all the different parades we have here. You know, those are, you know, the top two right there.
We have many different categories where you can win a prize at the Strawberry Festival Parade. We have the commercial division. So whoever gets first place gets a plaque along with a cash award. And then we have second place. Then we have patriotic, humorous, strawberry, antique, equestrian, music. And then we added a couple of years ago, best in show. So the best float in the parade will win $100.
Neat.
So that was added a few years ago, best in show. And I think that has really encouraged people to really put into a float everything they have. Mm-hmm. So it's a great parade. It's so nice because you have such a large variety.
Yeah.
And while we're speaking of the parade, I'd like to thank the people that are involved with that have helped us out so much with the traffic control, the Houghton County Sheriff's, the Michigan State Police and stuff. They've helped with the directing traffic around and so forth. It's been a big help.
Oh, the festival would not be the same without the marketplace that you have, all the vendors showing that are there. And, you know, it's kind of maybe sounding like a little bit of like a broken record, but of all the different events, there are very few that have the wide variety of different vendors than what you have at the Strawberry Festival.
Yes, we have a nice variety of vendors, and they can register online. If they go to the Copper Country Strawberry Festival website, it's coppercountrystrawberryfestival.com. The registration for arts and crafts is what we call it, is right there online.
Definitely can lose yourself browsing there for a while, you know, all the different things that they have.
And they have beautiful, unique items to purchase.
Yeah. Any other sponsors you'd like to mention?
Let's see. Well, just want to thank everybody, the volunteers, everybody that comes out and helps clean the berries, help clean up the grounds, and it's just a community effort, actually. And
so why do the festival? What's the point of doing all of this and doing all the work, other than enjoying our great strawberries?
Well, the Strawberry Festival started in 1946 to really emphasize strawberry growing in Chassel, and really to kind of celebrate the strawberry farmers growing strawberries. That was kind of like the whole reason for it. It was such a great event, and the Lions Club enjoyed doing it so much that we've just done it every single year. And it's just something that we expect to do, plan to do. We have 59 Strawberry Chassel Lions Club individuals that put the festival together, and every single individual in our Lions Club is very involved in working on the festival. We each have our jobs. All of us get involved in making strawberry shortcake. There's a large group that get involved in making sure the fish boil happens every year. But it's just that commitment that we have from all of our Chassel Lions Club members that makes this happen.
Another thing I think we should mention, Judy, is the fire department, first responders. They have the chicken barbecue and stuff. They help a lot there.
They absolutely do.
And also the Chassel High School. You know, they got the booth there, and they're selling their commissary food items, stuff like that. So
in addition to strawberry shortcake, when John mentioned about the Chassel Boosters Club, the Athletic Boosters Club, they'll sell brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, fresh-cut French fries, which is very important, Sloppy Joes, nachos, pizza. So we have a lot of food at the park.
And the VFW is also selling food and brats and so forth at the VFW Hall there.
And once the Queen crowning is over, there is a dance at the Chassel VFW.
Yes, that's what I was going to mention, Judy.
That has gone on annually every year. And this year, the music is by Tom and Dirk.
Now you have a lot of these different events going on, different times here to catch up on that and be able to know where to be and at what time. You have everything up here on the www.coppercountrystrawberryfestival.com.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Great.
And on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, the incoming Chassel senior class will host a breakfast at the Chassel
Pancake breakfast.
At the Chassel Fire Hall. Pancakes, eggs, and sausage. And that runs until 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then we start serving strawberry shortcake at 9. And then we have arts and crafts also at 9. The parade is at 11 o'clock. And right after the parade, we have the Chassel Fire Department and first responders that will have barbecue chicken in the park. Mm-hmm. So John mentioned them. And yes, they're a very important part of our festival.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes, we have new music. We haven't had them before. But at 12 o'clock, which is right after the parade, we have live music by Sheriff Ron Lottie and friends. So that's just, we always have live music in the park after the parade. But this is the first time that Sheriff Ron Lottie will be here, and we really look forward to that.
All right, and children's games, too, while that's going on.
Yes, we changed children's games to 1 o'clock. We think that's probably a better time. We had it at 2 o'clock before. But this way, right after the parade, the kids can have strawberry shortcake and food, and then they can come right over to the playground area, and we have children's games for them.
And then kind of wrapping everything up, or at least the last event on there, is you have the Friends of Fashion show.
Such a wonderful event that has gone on ever since the Chassel Centennial. We have it at 2 o'clock at the Chassel Heritage Center on the second floor in the auditorium. And Friends of Fashion will be putting on a vintage fashion show along with all the history. So you have all the narrated history, and it's celebrating 100 years of national parks. We've already seen a preview to that. The Friends of Fashion put that on for the Chassel High School students last month, and now they will put it on for the community, and later in the year there will be one at the Calumet Theater.
John and Judy, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Thank you.
See you at the festival.
Sure will. Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.